This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 49 for Monday, August 19th, 2013. Well, unfortunately, I did miss a day yesterday. Bummer. Well, I think that's my second miss, but we're doing pretty well so far. And if, you know, we don't do too much worse than this, I won't be too perturbed about it. Biggest thing yesterday on Sunday was a longer and more rushed day than I expected it to be. I'm not exactly used to having at the beginning of a school year with a wife who's a teacher and a stepdaughter who's entering 10th grade. And so there's all sorts of stuff that has to be picked up and done. And we were running to the mall and everything yesterday. And I was not expecting it to go as long as it did. But not a problem. I mean, just timing didn't work out. But I'll do better next time, and I'll know better next time. So things will work out then. And we did almost manage to, Charlotte and I spent a good portion of the time in the Barnes & Noble, because even though I don't buy as many real physical, I do buy physical books still, but not as many as I used to, certainly. I still love hanging out in bookstores. And Barnes & Noble, it's done, you know, I mean, they don't have a huge game section, but they have, you know, that little section now that they've got some pretty decent, you know, Euro games, things like that in. And we almost got out of there without buying a game. We bought a relatively cheap one, though, after looking at several of the big old giant suckers. We took a picture, kind of put seven wonders on our wish list. It looks pretty good and had some pretty good ratings at Board Game Geek. But what we ended up doing is buying a new copy of Flux, which we enjoy. We bought Zombie Flux, which is like an addition. You can play Flux either. I think you can mix decks together. I'm not exactly sure. I might be confusing Flux and Munchkin there. I know you can mix Munchkin decks together. But anyway, you can also just play it separately. I would think we have one or two other Fluxes. It's a fun little, basically like game where the object of the game is to change the rules of the game as you go along. I like kind of meta games like that. Interesting. So we did pick up Zombie Flux, which we haven't played yet. Probably actually playing Ticket to Ride, which we bought a couple weeks ago, probably last weekend in Atlanta. We've been meaning to play that almost every night, and it just gets too late for us to start a game. So we should be playing that here in a little while. In the meantime, I'm also reading, I talked about it before, The Name of the Wind, which is pretty good. It's keeping my attention. I'm 43% complete. So it kind of starts off slow, but it's reading it on the phone mainly. I kind of flip back and forth from reading styles. I'll have one book, a lot of times I have one book going on the phone and one book going on the tablet. I mean, not like you can't, you know, swap back and forth. But the phone book tends to be I'm standing in line somewhere and need something to read sort of book. And I've moved far enough along in the story that that Name of the Wind is definitely keeping my attention. So, and it has the hints of other authors. I think I've mentioned this before. I enjoy books that have a feeling of a world that's larger than the story. Even though this character is obviously, you know, going to become like the greatest sorcerer or whatever they call it in this world, arcanist the world has ever seen. And he's one of those, you know, super characters, you know, like Ender in Ender's Game or Bean in the other Orson Scott Card books. Which does, you know, that gets a little tiring after a while. I still get this sense. I don't mind a super character, you know, a hero like that, because that's really what that is. Even if it's like a huge hero, it's still a hero. Especially when there's a world that seems larger than the character. It's not literally just his story, that there's this world and things out there, and he is not the only important thing that ever happened. And I'm getting that sense from just, I guess, the style of the writing of this book. So I'm actually quite enjoying it. I think the second one is, I think it's a three-parter, of which the third part's not out yet. And I'm only halfway through the first one, so I've got a little while. I also just recently a couple days ago after listening to a podcast interview with Reza Aslan. I bought his new book, Zealot, which is a book on the historicity of Jesus. And that's on the list next, I think. Or that might even be the tablet book that'll be more of a sit-down-and-read-for-a-while sort of book. But we'll see. Anyway, it's 10 o'clock, so and I've actually gotten through a decent amount here, so I think I'll cut this one off, and we'll get ready for tomorrow's podcast and start making notes for that, so that it'll be a little less rambly. So anyway, this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The notes are at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. My Google Plus profile will be linked in the show notes. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike, version 3.0. And this is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting challenge. And the link to that will be in the show notes as well. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. See ya.